I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thanks so much for listening. No fills tonight on WIP. Boo is right.
Boo.
Just getting into my fills, you know, rhythm right now. And there's like an off day every 2 days. Drive me crazy.
Well, I don't think they're off again for like 22 days.
Yes. Yeah, I pointed that out.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah. We'll like that.
A lot of fills.
Yeah.
A lot of takes.
Oh, man.
A lot of takes. More information.
Yes. What's it going to take for you, Ike? I can't take this.
Come on.
More information.
Mr. Realistic Ike.
I got to get through April at least. Come on, man.
I see Ike rolling his eyes at every single one of my Phillies takes so far. He's like, the response is rightly to all, there's 162 games. It's like, pace yourself, Spike.
I will say this.
Yeah.
In fairness, when we were 2-2 with the Eagles at the bye week, and people were upset, I was like, it's still 13 games to go in the season. The season's not over with.
Absolutely. Yet. And it was not.
Yeah.
It wasn't over at all.
At all.
That's a good point.
16 out of 17, Spike.
Not bad. But I've heard that.
Yeah,
Where did I hear that?
Damn good run.
Pretty good damn run, including the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So the NCAA championship is tonight. Duke will not be playing in it. Because Duke and future Sixer Cooper Flagg choked away the Final Four game. Cooper Flagg missing. Well, he missed a jumper.
I wouldn't say that.
The team choked a little bit.
Yeah.
He just missed a shot.
Yep. I don't know. There's big questions if he can hit the big one after that.
Was it a makeable shot?
It was a completely makeable shot. I know he's never faced basketball adversity because he's been the best player his entire life.
Well, some say LeBron lost five times in the finals.
Oh, so yeah, you had to learn a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
True. Keep forgetting that kid was 17 in December.
Yes, Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
He is a big boy for his age.
For a young age.
He is going to be a Sixer.
Yeah.
We are going to win lottery, and he's going to be a Sixer. I do not care.
I'm actually excited for it.
Oh, incredibly excited. Now, I didn't get to see the tournament game because on Saturday night, that's when it was Saturday night,
yes.
I was sleeping in a kennel.
You didn't bring an iPad with you?
I did.
Oh.
But, so my...
I didn't think you did.
No, I did because we were going to do the podcast from the kennel.
Okay.
So for a charity thing, my wife... for her, she was working for a shelter in North Jersey called St. Hubert. She's actually moving down. When we move down here, she's going to work at Brandywine Valley SPCA. But her final event up there was this thing called the Slumber Party, where they had seven people sleep in kennels with rescue dogs.
Wow.
So I slept to raise money. I slept in the, spent 24 hours with this one dog, Camilla, and slept in her kennel with her that night. But I did bring an iPad and a laptop for the kennel. And I got in there, and I think it's because the walls were concrete, maybe, but I couldn't get
a good signal.
I couldn't get a good cell signal
in
there.
Of course you couldn't,
yes, it was driving me crazy. The dog was looking at me like, what are you doing?
Okay, this is going to drive me crazy until you answer it.
Yes.
Bathroom.
Well, I could get out.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. I did ask my wife that. Can I get out of the kennel? And by the way, they did not have this... this solved for until I got there, because the latch to get out of the kennel is on the outside.
Right.
But they gave me...
They're
like,
not used to humans being in the inside.
Because it's not for humans. But they gave me a little like bungee cord thing. Instead of using the latch, we had the little bungee cord thing to close it. But what I did learn sleeping in there is that if one dog makes a noise, all the dogs make a noise. And there, I fell asleep. And 3 a.m., one of the dogs started barking. I was like, that's it. That's it. I'm not going
to
make it.
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to sleep.
I'm not
going to
make it. But I did make it. And it did, man, it's like the craziest thing, because it's a nice shelter. And the kennel I was in was 7 feet by 7 feet, which is pretty big for a shelter. And it's nice. But then when you leave, you realize, oh, like, until that dog gets adopted, the dog is living in that thing. Made me sad. But yes, so I did sleep in the kennel with her. I could not get the iPad to work, unfortunately. Got my cell phone to work a little bit. Got to stream a little bit. And in basketball news.
It's Anthony Edwards' night, huh?
What's that?
You missed Anthony Edwards' night.
I did. I didn't get to see the Sixers game, unfortunately. We did a podcast the next morning. And I was like, does it really matter that I didn't watch the game? Doesn't matter at all. And also in basketball news, former Sixer Dwight Howard inducted into the Naismith Hall of Fame along with Melo. In my opinion, both very easy yeses for the Hall of Fame. And in any sport, even if it was the baseball rules or the football standards, they're both easy Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
You forget how good Dwight Howard was at the peak of his powers.
Yeah.
He was one of the three best players in the league at the time, probably.
Certainly had an argument for it.
Yeah.
And he did it on both ends.
Yep.
On the court, so led his team to the finals.
Yep.
Right?
A team with Turkoglu and Jameer Nelson. Good team. Beat LeBron.
Was JJ on that team?
No, JJ was never
JJ
in the finals.
On that team?
No,
okay.
Not a playoff winner, JJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, no. And I thought Dwight Howard got robbed from being on the 75th anniversary team.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, if you're going to put Dame Lillard and Anthony Davis made it?
He did.
Anthony Davis on there. Like, not saying they aren't great players, but I'm saying Dwight Howard was the number one overall pick. He was the face of a franchise. He led his team to the finals. He's a, three or four-time defensive player of the year.
He gets dinged for being annoying.
Yeah, right. Because of the way the ending of it sort of happened. But
people don't really like him that much.
Yeah, but Dwight Howard was...
JJ was on the 09 team, by the way.
He was on that team.
On the finals team?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my bad. I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a winner.
Well, he's not a winner.
Yeah.
Never hit a big shot in the playoffs. You go back and you look at that. That, I would say, against Orlando in those Eastern Conference Finals, is probably the biggest single playoff shot LeBron hit. He hit a three to win the game. Yeah.
Game two.
Yep.
People also forget Orlando knocked off not only LeBron to get to the finals, but he beat Boston.
Oh, right.
So he beat the Big Four.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
KG. And they were defending champions.
Yes.
Well, he beat them first, and then I think he beat LeBron. Was that the finals? Eastern Conference Finals?
Eastern Conference Finals.
That was Eastern Conference Finals,
Yep. And Melo, I love Melo. I'm glad that Melo's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Melo's a no doubt Hall of Famer.
Certified bucket getter.
But right down your alley, right? You must love Melo.
He's a chucker, man. Yeah. I love Melo, man.
215-592-9494.
Should have been rookie of the year over LeBron.
Should have. Yeah, absolutely. Bruce in D.C., you're on WIP.
Spike and Jackie Baseball, what's going on? Good afternoon, everyone.
What's up, Bruce?
What's up, Bruce?
Hey, nothing much. Well, hey, look, I'm kind of sticking my chest out, you know, being proud after calling this Dodgers the Phillies win this series, you know.
Brucey Baseball, is that what we're going to start calling you now?
Perhaps, you know, we're going to see how this season goes. But, you know, I believe in the Phillies. You know, doing their thing. So, look, all I can say is that the Phillies, you know, they're stepping out of the shadows of their doldrums for last year, because one of the things I'm happy to see is like what Spike was saying, is that they're winning a different type of baseball, playing disciplined baseball. Now, we still got a couple of issues, but the way they're winning, they've adopted that message that we as fans have sent out, and I think that's really important. Part of how they're going to be successful this season.
Yeah, I think it was one of those things where I don't know if it's fans. It became obvious to everybody. I mean, I hope it was obvious to the organization. And I am glad, considering that Dombrowski on two separate occasions, one, when the Phillies lost to the Mets, he sort of said our chase rate wasn't as bad as everybody thought it was. He doubled down on it at some point during spring training. Mm-hmm. I think it was the morning show interview. And it just shows that not everything they say publicly is what they say privately. They had to know it was a problem.
Oh, absolutely. And you think about it. I don't know, one of you, somebody said something earlier about the Eagles and their success. And what was the thing the last couple of years that we were speaking about the Eagles? They didn't use the running game enough. And they were pass happy and they weren't successful at it. So they changed and look, and it bought them a championship. This is the same exact thing if you really think about it. They had to change. They had to evolve their game. Now, it's still early in the season. But I think that we're going to see a different team this year, other than Mopey. I'm done with him. I want to see. You know, he's on a short leash. He needs to get his act together because he's spreading that energy to the team. And the other thing that I'm mad about him for a different reason. It's not necessarily the whining thing. It's that he is not adopting and buying into this. He's still reckless with his bat at the plate, and that's what's really pissing me off about him. And then Romano, I don't know what's going on with him. I think this guy is cooked. Maybe Painter and Suarez. Hopefully, we'll see what happens in how they're going to manage the bullpen situation.
Hey, Bruce, next question. They give us somebody or something that was big in the 80s.
Hey, here we go. Yo, MTV Raps. Basically elevated the rap game to a national genre, and it just took off from there. So got to go with Yo MTV Raps.
Yes, sir. Dr. Dre and Ed Lover, who ended up having a very big run as a morning show team. Fab Five Freddy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who was the I can't think of the female that was on there.
Oh, I don't remember. I mean, I don't say that disrespectfully.
Not Downtown Julie Brown.
No, right? She was not Yo MTV Raps.
Yeah. I can't remember her name.
There it is.
Yeah.
Somebody will check your Twitter in 5 seconds.
Somebody will tell me, yeah.
Check your Twitter in 5 seconds. So I mentioned sleeping in the kennel with their shelter dogs. Our dogs treated, of course, like they own the house. and in part, we do that by shopping at Dogs and Cats Rule, one of the 7 locations. If once you adopt your dog, you know your job is to give your dog the best life possible. Same thing with cats. Give your cat the best life possible. And only Dogs and Cats Rule can help you do that. The lead dog, George Perenni, he's got 7 locations, but he knows the thing that you need the most. Here are the 2 things, the top quality products and the top quality people, and a staff who can really answer the questions that you have about pet nutrition. You walk in there, you see all this great stuff, all this, the high, super high-end brands, local brands, all the newfangled stuff, the fresh diets, the raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, all that. You don't know what to get. And that's why Dogs and Cats Rule has the best staff anywhere. Because they're going to tell you what to get confidently based on who your animal is. It is almost spring. Your pets will be outside more. Maybe talk to them about natural flea and tick prevention. Maybe you need some new toys. Dogs and Cats Rule can be your location for that. Maybe you need a new collar, new leash. Whatever it is, Dogs and Cats Rule is the store you need. There are 7 of them, as I said, 2 in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, 5 in PA. Maple Glen, Doylestown, Newtown, New Hope, and Bluebell. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Dogs and Cats Rule, shop small, shop local, shop family. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hold on. I didn't have Twitter up. Now I got to bring it up. Sorry. Jack, say something.
Ooh,
funny.
Boy.
Well, at least it's not your voice clearing, you know.
Oh, there we go. I didn't mean something funny at my expense. I just meant something funny.
Well, how'd you think it was going to go?
Which is the bigger issue right now for the Phillies? The Romano situation or the Bohm situation? What do you think, Ike, the response is? What is the bigger issue right now with the Phillies, the Bohm situation or the Romano situation?
Romano.
You are right. 71.7% say the Romano situation.
Yeah.
Now, Jack, is the Romano situation the fact that everybody's going to call him Romano until he leaves, or is it his play?
There's already a lot of get Ray Romano out of here. Yeah, they can't get the name quite right. Because, again, it looks like you want to call him Romano.
Yes.
Because it's Ray Romano.
Yes.
But he, I guess in Canada, it's Romano.
Okay.
But
that's just another reason why you need to be good or people are going to be real irritated with
for
you.
Sure. Yes, for sure.
The fact that we got to think about how to pronounce your name every time.
We've seen Romano since the 80s, yeah. Seems like.
Maybe he's the one with the problem.
Exactly.
Maybe he's wrong. Maybe it's Romano.
Start calling him Romano.
Yes.
Bully him into finding 97 again.
Changing his name. So we are, like, we're 2.5 weeks away from the NFL draft.
Yes.
And as part of dialing in for the NFL draft, OK Andrew is going to give us his NFL draft prospect of the day. OK Andrew, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas? Been a little bit.
What it do, Andrew?
I was going to come in on Friday with a little Phillies hype speech, but we can save that for
Bro.
Yes, okay. Please. Yep.
We're going to dial in, and we decided to bring the best out of you. We're not going to talk about what we would have talked about 4 days ago. We're going to talk about a prospect because I feel like you're good at that. You know college football. Give us give us somebody that the Eagles should be looking at on what is it, April 24th, whatever the hell that is. Go on
it. It was also someone Elliot was looking at that he posted about, but we're looking at the kid from Boston College, Donovan Ezeriku, however you say his last name.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
Start with a position, quite frankly.
Yeah, what position
does he play? What position does he play?
He's a 3-4 edge, so pretty good in our system. I see him as very similar to Nolan Smith kind of guy, speedy. He's quick. He's not super fast. His weaknesses, first, he can get overpowered. And if he doesn't get quick off the line, he kind of gets eaten up on his side. But he makes up with it in the run game. He works down the line of scrimmage instead of just sticking to beating his guy. Don't run the ball to his side. He has a good amount of TFLs. He had 21 last year at his conference. 16.5 sacks. 2 years before that, he had 8.5 sacks. He won the Defensive Player of the Year, D lineman of the Year, or D end of the Year. So I think he's great with his moves. He has a deep bag of moves. He does a little...
All right.
Dip moves,
so. Okay, is he somebody that's going to be there at 32, or are they going to have to trade up to get him?
Depends on the needs. Depends how quick...
No, he'll be there.
Rushers.
I'm going by early scouting reports.
So...
I think he's probably fourth or fifth on my edge rusher list.
Okay. Can I... Jack.
What the hell was that?
Okay. What was it? Is Jack shooting himself?
Oh.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I thought the info was great. I think my on-air air check for you is you got to deliver it. I want you to watch like some Mel Kiper tape.
Yes.
And you got to be so excited about these guys. Like, you think the way Baldy talks about a guy that he likes. He's like, he's so amped about it. So I thought the information was good. But I think you got to be a little more amped about this, about the guy.
All right.
So why don't you just give me 10 seconds of if you were going to do it again?
All right. Here we go. Hey, we got a great kid out of Boston College, ACC talent, Donovan Ezeriku, 16 and a half sacks, 21 TFLs last year, made a difference in the run and pass game.
Yes.
Could be a big deal at 32.
Yes.
Hopefully he gets there. If he's not, we'll trade up to get him. We'll find a way.
There you
much
go.
Better.
There you
much
go.
Much better.
That's the sort of energy we need out of you. You got to be a football guy about this, all right?
Yes.
That was good. You sell us on him. You're a salesman. You're selling prospects. All right. Okay, Andrew. See, once he got into it, he just needs a little coaching, this guy.
But I think some of the other callers have also helped with the coaching. And I don't know if it's getting through.
No. Yeah, I think he needs it from us.
A little bit like Alec Boehm.
Yes, similar. Jennifer in Tennessee, you're on WIP. What's up, Jennifer?
I'm doing very well.
Yes, great to hear.
Are you in Tennessee?
There we go. That should be better. Sorry about that.
Yes.
So just two things, or well. Before I say my Phillies point, my 80s point, I am being a regular foxhole gal. I was just listening to spring training for a while, but I have seen you guys on YouTube. Jack, I have your book on order.
Let's go.
That's all he needed to hear.
Yeah, ringthebellbook.com.
Spike, I contributed to you at the shelter.
So I
need you to find a cause.
I just show up to work every day. That's all I do, Jim.
Give her your Venmo. Could be the Ike DoorDash.
Yeah.
The Ike DoorDash fund.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, maybe you'll be the winner. When I come to visit, you'll be the winner of the Jackson, Tennessee t-shirt.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
But on the Phils, I mean, I'm on all in, and obviously I get the problems. I'm just going to say this. I'm really, really excited about Lazaro. He did fantastic. I think Joe Ross and Max Kepler both have a lot of possibilities. The thing is that it's early in the season, and, you know, we've been talking about the bats and the bullpen and everything going cold near the end of the season. So, frankly, I'm okay with them having some problems right now if they can heat up later on. So that's my deal on the Phillies.
Yeah, as long as you can't purposely, I think we all know this, you can't purposely just be better in the second half of the year. But
that would be a great strategy. That would
be an amazing strategy and a good rest. But to your point, yeah, they have to be good enough to make sure that they're in the playoffs. And I think them showing signs that they've improved the things they need to improve on is a good one. Who is your thing that was big in the 80s, person or thing?
So my thing that was big in the 80s, and this is sort of a Philly thing too, is
oh no. Oh no.
They added the cork to the
awesome.
Go to Plymouth Mall. You could ride the glass elevator at Granite Run. You know, as
wait,
a teenager,
Jennifer, like, we lost you. What was the headline? What was your cell went out? What was the thing? Is it malls?
Yeah, malls.
Oh, yes.
Was my thing. Because as a teenager, I mean, finally getting to go to the mall by myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And getting to go into Center City to the gallery with my friends and, you know, going to Granite Run and riding the glass elevator. I mean, you know, all that was big stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Man, my kids do none of that.
We had lots of good malls in the 80s, didn't we?
Absolutely. Yep. Thank you for the call, Jennifer. I was a Granite Run Mall person. It's amazing that the Springfield Mall outlasted the Granite Run Mall, because the Granite Run Mall was the good mall, mm-hmm. and Springfield Mall is somehow, I kind of sad. We still have King of Prussia, and Springfield Mall is still there, but right. Malls are just... Malls aren't not what they were.
Yeah. I don't go to malls anymore unless I have to.
Have to get something.
Yeah, like I wouldn't be able to get it online.
So that's the only reason you would go
to the mall. Yes.
Yeah. I kind of.
Other than that, I order everything.
I'm sort of excited to be close to the Cherry Hill Mall once I move. I love malls.
Yeah.
I'll kill time in a mall. You know, before the movie or something. Yeah. You know. Yeah. Malls were. I mean, I spent most of my teens at the mall.
Yeah.
Most of my teen years.
A lot of money to blow.
Well, no, I shoplifted all the time. I eventually got caught. I had to stop doing it. Yeah.
You one of those rich kids that shoplift. Yes, so you just shoplifting for fun. I'm out here trying to survive, getting it out the mud.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Trying to bring food back home to the family.
Yep.
Shoplifting.
I got every Star Wars.
You're at home
figuring.
With a TV in your room.
Yep.
You got a damn fence around the house.
Yep.
You know, got two cars in the driveway.
Correct.
Here you are at the mall
stealing
t-shirts.
Yes.
Blowing all daddy's money.
Yeah. I didn't steal t-shirts in the mall. I stole books and video games.
Oh, even worse.
Yes. I eventually got caught.
Well, no, video games is good.
Yes.
Why are you stealing books?
Well, that was the first thing that I figured out I could steal because, look, I'm not.
Please tell me comic books.
No, you should never do this. I'm telling everybody at home, you should not. I'm just talking about my experience as a teenager.
I don't sell drugs to children.
There were two Walden books in the Granite Run Mall, and they had Suncoast Pictures I would also steal from.
Okay.
But they had the things up front that supposedly when you would walk through them would beep.
Yeah.
But I found out the employees always turned them off because they were annoying. So the bookstore was the first one, and I was like, oh, I could do
your first
this.
Target?
Yes, that's my first. Target.
Yeah.
Don't do that, kids.
Let me tell you why I never stole anything.
Well,
from.
This yes, understood.
Walden's bookstore.
Yeah. I didn't read any of the books, to be clear.
I'm not trying to resell candy at school. You are stealing books.
Books, yes. Different childhoods. Jack, what do we have coming up in the top 5 and 5?
Things that we might have declared dead too early.
Spike was a klepto. We didn't even realize.
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah, I know. But now I hate stuff. Now I don't want any stuff at home. Anytime I
want. Yeah, he doesn't want anything.
Nothing.
Yes.
Every time a box is on my doorstep from my wife, I look at it. It's like, that something better be going out if that's coming in. All right. I'm sorry, Jack. What's coming up?
Things we might have declared dead too early on this show.
Oh, that's interesting.
Not people. Yeah, no. We do kill someone every week.
Yeah, we did a top 50 for that one.
Yeah.
All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.